You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll look at the oldest fossils on Earth with a lead researcher here in Wisconsin. First, as we near the end of the year, we wanted to check in with legislative leaders about the big issues of 2017 and goals for 2018. We'll hear from Wisconsin's Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz, Democrat from Oshkosh, at this time next week. Today, we check in with Wisconsin Senate President Roger Roth, a Republican representing Senate District 19, which includes Appleton. Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson spoke with him earlier this week.
The Foxconn deal was certainly a huge topic for several months this year and will continue to be in the news as plans for and construction of the facility move forward. How happy are you with the deal that the state struck with Foxconn?
Yeah, I think the Foxconn deal is going to be great for the state of Wisconsin. I was privileged to be in Washington at the White House in July when the president and Terry Goh and everyone else was there to announce that Foxconn had decided to build a facility in Wisconsin. I think it's going to be transformational. I mean, at the end of the day, what we do in state government is we try and get everything right. We don't really create jobs. We create the atmosphere by which the job creators can create the jobs. And we've been working on tax reform in Wisconsin and environmental reform and reg reform, and we've got it to the point now where a company like Foxconn, which is a global company, could put this expansion anywhere in the world. And they chose us right here in Wisconsin to put that. I think it's significant. I think it speaks volumes to the progress we've made in Wisconsin. And looking forward to watching it bear out is the months and years progress here.
Certainly, this is a huge investment on the part of the state of Wisconsin, therefore the Wisconsin taxpayers. And there are concerns. What happens if the jobs are not created, if Foxconn doesn't build as large a facility or it's a different type of facility? How confident are you that there are things in place that will make sure that this does work well for the state and for the taxpayers?
Yeah, I'm very confident. So the state is putting up an incentive, about $2.85 billion in incentives. The local governments are contributing a certain amount to those incentives as well. But Foxconn will receive from the state, dollars from the state, directly proportional to the amount of infrastructure they put in the ground and the amount of jobs they create. So if they only create a couple of thousand jobs, they won't get the full incentive. If they only create, they're poised to build $10 billion facility. If they only built a $1 billion facility, they wouldn't get the incentives that go towards the entire $10 billion structure. So it's job for, dollars for jobs. They get incentives. They're rewarded the more jobs they create in our state. And I think that's a great way to protect the taxpayer. Because we are not giving Foxconn $2.85 billion. We're rewarding with incentives for every job they create and for every additional infrastructure that they put in the ground.
The state's biennial budget was late getting passed this year. That's not totally unusual. And one of the big issues, transportation funding, still is not really fully resolved. There's still a lot of projects that don't have funding tied to them. There are a lot of questions about where investment is going to go. What do you see as next steps on transportation and other critical infrastructure needs?
Yeah, well, I think the budget clearly identified some differences that there were between the Assembly, the Senate, and the governor. If you look at what we did in the budget, you know, just to hit the high notes, we had some of the largest increases in local road and the bridge improvement program that we've seen in 20 years. We've ensured that major projects like right up here in my district in the Appleton area, the 41 interchange, that those stay on time and on schedule. And then we have the lowest level of transportation borrowing that we've seen since the beginning of this century, so of the 2001-2003 biennium. So those are good things. What we haven't fully realized yet in that whole argument that we see going between the Assembly and the Senate and the governor is a complete and total fix on transportation. I think we've done a great job identifying some areas within the Department of Transportation. Legislative Audit Committee revealed some cost-saving measures that could be implemented there. We've got some work to do with that, and I think what the legislature through this budget was saying was we are going to make sure that the Department of Transportation is operating at peak efficiencies, and I think we're going to get there. When we get that resolved, then the next phase of that will be to look at the transportation project needs that we continue to have the revenues that we have coming in, and then applying the right kind of fixes to make sure that we have the funding there for it. But there isn't an easy solution to it, and I think that probably was bore itself out in the budget process. There wasn't a silver bullet, nor is there, to fix transportation funding. One thing you hear a lot from people is, well, just raise the gas tax. But the gas tax, that's a diminishing return for our state because vehicles are more efficient than they've ever been. That's kind of the future, the way automakers are going. And that means that we'll be getting less, we'll be driving more miles, which is a great thing per gallon of gas, but the state will be capturing less revenue. So we've got to look broader than just the gas tax. And we have to make sure that whatever we do, that it is fair and equitable amongst all Wisconsin citizens.
We're talking with Wisconsin Senate President Roger Roth. He's a Republican representing Senate District 19, which includes Appleton. Let's turn to a national level for a moment, Senator Roth. The Me Too movement has really brought sexual harassment and sexual assault to the forefront. Late last month, Wisconsin legislative leadership from both parties came out to say that the legislature will continue its policy of not publicly releasing information about sexual harassment complaints. Critics say that the public has a right to know about allegations and to feel confident that claims are being handled fairly and effectively. How do you respond to those critics?
Well, first, I would point out that we have released, the chief clerks in both the Assembly and the Senate have released the number of complaints. What they haven't released was the identities of the people who have brought forward those complaints. It is the will of the Senate leadership and Assembly leadership, both Republican and Democrat, and I totally agree with this and support this as well, to make sure that the victims have some rights to privacy here. And I will absolutely support any victim of sexual harassment if on their time frame and their time schedule they want to come forth and identify the nature of their complaints. I will fully support that, but I don't believe that we should do that without without their desire to do that. I think that would put what they call a chilling effect on women and men from reporting sexual harassment in the workplace, and we don't want to see that. We want, what's happening right now with the Me Too movement, I think it is a very good thing. As a parent, as a lot of your listeners' parents with both sons and daughters, you want to make sure that when you send your kids off to the workplace that they don't have to endure some of the things that we're seeing. It's absolutely sickening what some of these women have had to go through, and we don't want to see that, and that's why I think what the movement is uncovering is very good. We do want to stand in our policy here at the state level is to respect the privacy of those individuals who brought forth these complaints. But if they do choose to make those public, I will absolutely support them in their desire to do that.
And supporting them in that way means what? Would you then release the claims that affected them if they say, I want this to be released to the public?
Well, they have the ability to do, if they want to do that, they can do that, and I absolutely support that. What I don't want to do is take someone who does not want that information public. I don't want to force them to relive whatever it is that they went through in public. I don't think that, when you look at the public's right to know versus the privacy of the individual, I think in this instance, the legislature is letting people know of the number of instances, and at the same time, we're protecting the privacy of those individuals, those victims who are involved.
There is a significant tax revision coming from the federal government set to take effect in 2018. How do you think that Wisconsinites will be affected?
Well, I haven't seen all of the details. I know they plan on voting on that at some point this week. I think by and large, it'll be good for the state of Wisconsin. I know for families, they're expanding the child tax credit for that. I know for businesses, they're looking to lower the corporate tax rate, which will put us on a competitive basis. We have the highest corporate tax rates in the industrialized world. It will look to, I believe it'll be lower than the industrialized world at about 21%. So the bottom line is we've needed reform for a long time. I think what they're doing, while it won't make everybody happy, is no tax reform policy will. I do think that it'll benefit our companies and our citizens in the long run.
And finally, as we start to wrap up, Senator Roth, what would you say, looking forward, are your top three priorities for 2018?
Well, we've got a session starting here in a couple of weeks, and we are going to continue to do a couple of things. I've got environmental regulatory reform bill coming forward, something to help out our both our landowners and our developers here, and it centers around wetland regulation reform. We'll be having a hearing later this week in the Senate, and hopefully we'll bring that to a vote here in January or February. But I think it'll be substantial. I've talked to a lot of individuals from around Wisconsin and heard it. You know, they've told me, they said, Senator, if we can do this, this will be the most important thing that Wisconsin's done for business. So we definitely will be working hard on that. There's other reform measures that people are looking to make. They're looking to bring some reforms in entitlement spending. I think that will be significant, too. We have to keep watching what's happening out in Washington. At some point, they are going to take care of the Obamacare debacle. When they do that, states most certainly will play a pivotal role in that, and we could see something if they get tax reform done in December and they're able to do health care reform in the beginning of the year. We might be in for a lot of work here in the springtime here, taking whatever product they give us and making sure that it works in the best interests of Wisconsinites.
Well, Senator Roth, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Wisconsin Senate President Roger Roth, a Republican, talking to Judith Sears-Poisson. We'll hear from Wisconsin Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz, a Democrat, at this time next week.